T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it is me, Bob Mitchell, off the couch and in for Scoot in the afternoon. What a great day this is. Sitting here, talking to you guys, talking about Mardi Gras, remembering old Mardi Gras traditions, and eating a piece of king cake. What could be more New Orleans than that? We're going to keep the conversation as much as we can on Mardi Gras, things you remember about Mardi Gras, maybe your favorite parade, maybe the first parade you even remember going to. So let's get right to the phones. We're going to go to Linda. Linda, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you doing today?
I'm hanging in there, Linda. I'm hanging in there.
Me too.
So when you think back, do you remember the first parade you went to?
Don't remember which one it is. I think it might have been Rex.
Wow.
We moved down here from the north in 1970, and we were living in Lower St. Bernard Parish in Violet. My almost 3-year-old daughter and I would catch the St. Claude bus and go all the way up to Canal and St. Claude when it was safe to do so.
Absolutely.
And watch the parades. And the first one I caught was a night parade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure the first one I caught was Rex.
Well, Rex wouldn't be at night. Rex was a daytime parade.
Oh, that's right. Rex was a daytime, mm-hmm. So it wouldn't be Rex. Maybe it was Bacchus we caught. It was one of the nighttime parades. That's all I remember. And we used to go and watch the other ones for about a year or two there. And then we'd catch the bus back to where my husband worked and go home from there.
So
and then we moved to La Place.
Mm-hmm.
And we would catch the parade. We'd drive into town to Clearview when my girls were a little bit older and catch the parades there at Clearview Shopping Center where they lined up.
So what were some of your early thoughts when you saw Mardi Gras for the first time?
Oh, my God, I was so overwhelmed. I mean, the parades, the floats were big then, but now they are now.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember even catching them in the French Quarter. We had a friend of my boss's had a suite at the Monteleone that he kept just for Mardi Gras.
Gee.
So we could watch them from the balcony.
Or do you still go to Mardi Gras? Will you be in mask Mardi Gras day?
Gosh, yes, I go. Yeah. We'll be. We're probably going to be. I don't know. We may go to New Orleans. We may go uptown, but most likely because we all live in Metairie now. The
mm-hmm.
family does,
mm-hmm.
or in the Jefferson Parish area. So we'll probably go to the Metairie parades on Mardi Gras day because we've got two little ones.
Will you be wearing costumes?
The kids probably will. I might not.
you don't have them made up yet then, huh?
I have things that I can put together.
I gotcha.
I've always done my own costumes, never store bought or anything like that. Always our own costumes that we did. Used to do the kids and put the face paint on them and have masks for them. Of course, they never kept them on.
Well, good for you, Linda. We're going to go to Russell, who says, "I've rediscovered Mardi Gras." What does that mean, Russell?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. What does that mean, you rediscovered Mardi Gras?
So, you know, I grew up in New Orleans, but, you know, got stuck in Baton Rouge 30 years ago, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, so, you know, it became, I would just go to Endymion and Rex, you know. But then a few years ago, it's like, you know, I got enough vacation time. I'm going down early and, you know, caught the weekday parades. And I was just overwhelmed by the beauty of it, like, especially the old line crews, like Babylon and Hermes and mm-hmm. Proteus. I mean, I was just overwhelmed by how beautiful those parades are.
Well, a few years ago, a buddy of mine came in and he convinced my wife and I to stay downtown in a hotel room off of, I'm not sure. I want to say on Chapultepec. And It was amazing how you real when you're down here for the whole event, and that's all you're doing is going on this parade and eating here and eating there. It's a magnificent experience. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid in the '60s and the '70s, you know, my family we were Mardi Gras crazy. We go to all the parades, you know, mm-hmm. and it was all about getting the doubloons and the beads and stuff like that.
But, yeah, doubloons at one time were a big thing. Every crew threw doubloons, and people made their own doubloon collections. Had a book like a stamp book for their doubloons.
Oh yeah, I have my dad's collection. He had several books of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember in school, when you got the doubloon before the parade passed. I mean, that was like gold, man.
Russell, I appreciate you phoning in. We're going to go to Treme Bob. Is this the real Treme Bob? Hello? Well, I thought it was the real. Wait, is that Treme Bob?
Hello, Bob.
There he is.
Can you hear me?
I can hear. Yeah, I can hear you now.
You can hear me now. All right. Well, I was just wanted to talk about, the new rules that are coming down with. You can't have anything on the neutral ground, and so I guess I got to give my lazy boy gear up.
Will you bring your lazy boy to the parade?
Oh yeah, you put it right in the middle of the tracks on St. Charles, and just lay there and you sit back and relax. You're far enough behind the ladders, you can really see the parade very well. So, but I had an idea that. You know, the city is always saying they're broke. They always don't have money. And all they got to do is form a department of parade goers and where they'd have people inspect and make sure that they buy permits, like, a 2 to 5 foot ladder might be $5 a day,
mm-hmm.
6 foot ladder, $6 a day, so forth. And recliners $10 a day, lawn chairs $10 a day, and they could make millions. I figured it up. Just my poor estimating ability. I figured it up. They could make about $5 million a year. You know, they might have to pay out about $2.8 million, but they could actually make $3.2 million.
So, see, and all the ladders and stuff they've already confiscated, they could just sell it back to people.
Well, you know, that's what I was thinking, is they could have fines also if they didn't pick them up every day. And take those, one is fine them. You know, they got to get a permit with a license, driver's license, and so forth. And they'd have their name and address. And if they didn't pick them up, then they confiscate them. And they give them, there's like 20 or 30 more than that, probably, mm-hmm. charities in New Orleans that they could give them to, that they could sell in Salvation Army store, Goodwill store. So there's a lot of places that they could, just make a tremendous amount, plus helping these charitable events.
So how much would running a lazy boy cost?
It would be $10 a day. And, again, you could buy them for multiple days. You wouldn't have to, just buy every day, go back. You could buy them for the days you want and have one ladder and couch recliner inspector per block. So you'd really have two, one on each side of the street. But, you can pay them $15 a day, $15 an hour times, say, 12 hours. That's only $180. And by the time, you'd have about 160 inspectors, because there's probably about 160 blocks in half.
You've got this all figured out, huh?
Oh, I got it all figured out. they might want to appoint me a chairman of the group.
The chairman, that would be good
the
for
chairman.
You. Listen, before I go to my break, thinking back, do you have a favorite Mardi Gras memory, maybe with you, maybe your kids, maybe by yourself, that you'd share with us?
Yeah, I have several. I was a member of a crew for 24 years, so I have tremendous. My father-in-law was king of one of the clubs, and actually he was king twice. he you know, you have a Kings club, and he won one year. I think it was about 1978, and then darn it, he won about 5 years later. So, you know, he spent about one tenth the amount on the second time, because the first time was such a thrill. That year was something. We stayed up, you know, captain's party, and then of course we had to end up at.
Will you go out and mask Mardi Gras Day?
No, I don't. I just walk down in the quarter. Usually I take Royal Street and Chartist, and because there's enough going on those two streets, you're not in the thick of things. So. You know, but I like that.
All right.
Just to cruise down that memory lane.
Well, Treme, Bob, thank you for phoning in. We appreciate it so much.
Okay, Bob. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you. We will take a quick break, and then we'll come back and get to more of your phone calls. And if you want to share a Mardi Gras memory with us, and just think back. Do you remember what's the first parade that you remember attending? You can call me at 260-1870. All right, if you plan to go to the parades tonight, let me give you a quick rundown. And if I mispronounce any of these names, you can correct me. Hermes at 5:30, Selena at 6:30 in Slidell. Aphrodite, is that correct? All right, thank you. That's in Houma at 6:30. Here's one I've not heard of, the crew of Delat. Is that right? You don't know either. At 6:30, Uptown New Orleans. Centurion, 7 o'clock. Coup d'etat?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Centurion, 7 o'clock in Metairie. Morpheus, 7 p.m. Uptown. And the original crew of Orpheus in Mandeville at 7 o'clock tonight. Let's get back to our phones. We're going to go to Angelique. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Well, I have a daughter named Angela, but Angelique, I like Angelique. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today, Bob?
Well, I'm hoping that going home today, the traffic won't be anything like it was yesterday.
Yesterday,
if anyone worked downtown, you know what happened yesterday. Word got out that they were going to start the parades early at 5 o'clock. So offices had to shut down early so we didn't get stuck. And I mean, I live right over the Twin Span. It took me 2 hours to get home.
Oh, God. And then they wound up starting late. Seven.
Yeah, then, right. So, I'm right.
I know.
You know, you're right. I'm right in the middle of traffic muttering, and all of a sudden they say, well, here's a WWL News update. Now it's going to start at 7. So all of us are in this jam for no reason. So you want to share a Mardi Gras memory?
Well, I'm lifelong New Orleanian, and I've participated in Mardi Gras in every way you possibly can, but... One of my earliest memories as a child was my daddy used to take us, me and my two sisters, the two babies stayed at home, and he'd take us uptown. And he always had, he knew people in all the different crews, and he'd have their float positions, you know, sidewalk side, ground side. And he had this great, great whistle where he could whistle with his fingers in his mouth, you know how people can do.
I wish I could do that.
Their attention. I mean, too. And we would come home with just so much stuff. But this is the days when they had the beautiful Czechoslovakian beads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were glass beads. And when we'd get home, we'd put a broomstick up between two chairs, and all the beads would be hung on the broom. And my two sisters and I, we'd pick one at a time. We'd go around and pick. It would take hours to choose our beads, you know. But they were just so pretty. I wish I still had some of those. But they didn't have all these trinkets and toys and stuff in those days. It was just the beads, and I didn't care about the balloons as a child. And then I went on, and I've ridden on Mardi Gras trucks on Mardi Gras Day. My dad was a member of Hermes, which parades tonight. I was a maid in Hermes. I've done it all, and I do none of it anymore.
Yeah. Well, I rode in Demian a couple of years. It was incredible, but the truth of the matter is I just don't have a desire to do it anymore. It's too much of a hassle.
It's a long, long, long night. I can remember with the being on the Mardi Gras trucks, we'd have to be at the lineup at like 6 in the morning,
yeah.
and it's a long day. You'd finally hit the end of the route. You'd hit canal, and you know it ended at about 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
Well,
when I was a kid, that was a long day.
I can remember. I think it was the second time I rode in Endymion. I was warm, and it was a long, long, long night. And my wife was waiting for me in the Superdome, and I come in the Superdome. I go to the table. I drank about a 2-liter bottle of Coca-Cola. I was so thirsty, and I looked at her and I said, "I'm tired. Let's go home."
I know all that.
Didn't like that. Yeah, she didn't like that. That didn't go over too well.
I bet not. No, it's wonderful, and you know, but when you're in business for yourself and you're self-employed, and this 2-week, everything just kind of shuts down.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, you know, I'm a real estate agent, and I can't get anything done because. You know, it's just not just the people are just distracted. All they're thinking about is Mardi Gras.
That's right.
How to get to the parades and how to get off early so they can beat the traffic and all that stuff.
Angelique, I appreciate you phoning in. We're going to go to Scott in Picayune. Scott, how are you today?
Hey, Bob, how are you today?
I'm fine. You said you grew up in St. Bernard Parish?
Yeah, I grew up in St. Bernard in the 60s and the 70s. And just when Kaiser Aluminum was still rolling and everything was going good and there was phrase, but what I remember the most is Gladiators always had a superstar, the king, Pete Rose, Roger Staubach, Ray Guy, Johnny Bench, Burt Jones, Kenny Stabler. All these guys were kings, and they would throw, you know, like the football players would throw many footballs, and you know, the baseball players would throw mini baseballs and all that stuff. And it's funny because my dad was – he played wide receiver in college, and he was pretty good. So he caught football, Staubach, Stabler, and Ray Guy. So now I can tell people my dad.
Yeah. Were they throwing full-size footballs?
No, they were those little mini footballs.
Yeah, yeah.
That, you know, just looking. And they had their faces and their names printed onto the football. And, or baseball, whatever sport. Pistol Pete was there 1 year, too, you know.
Do you still go to parades?
No, I think what really kind of got me out of it was my son played trumpet in the band at school.
Mm-hmm.
So, marching a lot of all those parades as a chaperone, and I was like, I'm done with that. But hey, I got a funny story. It's funny that you talk about this today.
Well, I have 1 minute. Can you do it that quick?
Yeah. Me and my son was talking about it today. He went on to Southern Miss and played in Southern Miss's band, and they actually went and marched in the Macy's Day Parade 2 years back. And he said that the parade was only like at most miles. And when they got to a lot of the band members, oh man, tired playing and marching. And he said all the kids from the New Orleans area were like, "What? It's over?" I could have sprinted that route. I could have ran that route, you know, because after being in Endymion and all that stuff, that Macy's parade was nothing.
Thank you, Scott. That's a funny story. All right, if you're on hold, hang with me. We will continue this conversation. Just having a good time a couple of days before Mardi Gras. But right now, we do have to break for WWL-CBS News. Welcome back to the show. We're just sitting here today remembering some great Mardi Gras events and looking forward to another great Mardi Gras, eating some king cake and just talking to you guys. Let's get right back to our phones. We're going to go to Gwen on the North Shore. Gwen, thank you for calling WWL. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing real good. I'm hanging in there. It's fun to talk about Mardi Gras memories. Everyone has a Mardi Gras memory. What's that?
Yes, I have a Mardi Gras memory, but I did want to mention something. The guy was saying about the city making money.
Uh-huh.
What if you have a really, really portable portalette where you get a little flatbed truck, put a curtain shower all the way around it, put a little one of those little portable toilets that you can get for the elderly, mount that on the little thing, hand them a piece of toilet paper, and when they come out, you give them a piece of a baby wipe and some Alka-Gel, charge them $10.
Well, and you got a portable porta potty.
Yeah, but you'd have to have some place to.
Don't ask me how you would dump it out. Yes, I know. Yeah. I was like, I didn't work those logistics out, but and it might be kind of sloshy after a while.
Well, actually, the city could put a whole bunch of portable porta potties and I guess charge people to go. That would work.
Yeah, that would work. So, you're right.
So, do you go to many of the parades on the North Shore?
No, I really don't. But I may go Mardi Gras Day. I have a friend who has a house in the French Quarter, and we always make costumes. And I have a story of when one year we made chicken costumes. It was her and her husband and her husband and I. And the men always, they complained. They didn't want to wear the costumes. But after a couple of drinks, they would get into it. So we're going down in the French Quarter, going to Charter Street to another party. And the three of us, her husband, my friend, and I, all of a sudden we notice my husband's missing. And we look down the street. It's totally empty. And all of a sudden we hear, and my husband is flapping his arms. He's standing in the middle of the street by himself, really getting into his chicken costume.
Can I assume that alcohol was involved here?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Of course.
Gwen, if you could be a writer on any crew, which one would you want to do?
Wow. A writer or a writer?
A writer. On the float. Not a writer, a rider.
I have no idea.
It's the king cake stuck between my teeth.
I'm over that at this point. But.
All right, Gwen, I appreciate you phoning in. Have a good day. Let's go to Danny and Slidell. Danny, how are you doing?
Hey, Bob. Great. I just wanted to share my Mardi Gras memory.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a parade one night, senior in high school with some buddies, met a girl with her girlfriends. All my buddies left, and I never left. And I've never left in 47 years since that night.
Wow.
And she listens. I hope she's listening. I love you, Debbie. And she's been with me through the service. Came with me to Florida when I got stationed there. Came home when I had to go overseas. But that is my memory of Mardi Gras.
So I guess that proves that you can meet the love of your life in a nightclub,
Well, that was my point, that I found love, you know, on Mardi Gras night, a parade.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I found the love of my life in a club, and we were together for 18 hours.
There you go. Well, look, my buddies.
You're supposed to laugh at that, Danny. Go ahead.
I'm not. But the other part of this is I lived on Clearview and Airline, and I had to get home and only had like 80 cents on me. I think I ran out of money at Metairie Cemetery. I had to walk from there to Airline and Clearview. I got home about 1 o'clock in the morning.
What a guy.
I knew I was in love.
Absolutely. Love will make you do just about anything. Danny, I appreciate you phoning in. We're going to take a break right now. If you're just tuning in, we're just talking about Mardi Gras, talking about things you remember, how things used to be compared to the way things are right now. And if you could pick one of these big crews to take a ride with, who would you want to do? Which one would you want to do? I'm Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the Afternoon on WWL. All right, welcome back. We are sharing Mardi Gras memories. Here's one. I remember Endymion starting on Desac Boulevard. I remember the same thing. Bob, do you remember the 60s on the balconies on Royal Street? The floats would come down the street, and you would actually see the riders practically high level. No, I don't remember watching a whole bunch of parades in the French Quarter. We are getting some information about the high rise that seems to be a big mess out there, and we should have a traffic report right around 3 o'clock to give you as much info as we can. If you are in that, if you are on the high rise, if you're stuck in that high rise traffic, and you can give me a call and give me a firsthand report, phone in and we'll get you right on. The number's 260-1870. Let's go to Frank in Metairie. Frank, how are you doing today?
Doing good, Bob. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there with you.
I got some great Mardi Gras memories from a kid up.
All right.
I happen to live in a perfect spot. I was one block from the Hermes Den, and I was two blocks from the Rex Den.
Wow.
So my dad was a New Orleans policeman, so he worked during Mardi Gras. We barely saw him.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an uncle and a mother who were Mardi Gras crazy, and they took us to the parades. And we caught parades two times, three times if we could, the same parade. But the fact that I lived so close to those two dens where the floats came out, I turned Mardi Gras into a business as a kid. I would catch beads. I'd jump the floats when they came back from the den and catch the beads that they forgot to throw or left on the float. I'd save up all the beads, and the Sunday before Mardi Gras, I'd sell them to truck riders on Mardi Gras Day.
So in other words, you would jump on the float and take their beads that they left.
Oh. Because the floats were empty. They were getting ready to put them back in again.
Uh-huh.
They lined up in front of my house. Hermes lined up in front of my house. Toth lined up in front of my house. And then Rex was around the corner. And so those having access to those floats as a kid was the greatest thrill of my life.
How much money did you make at one time?
If I told you, Bob, you wouldn't believe it. But
I believe you.
In the mid-60s, when I was in high school, I would sell beads and make something like $400 or $500.
Wow, that's big money there. That's big money.
You know,
some people didn't make that a month. Go ahead.
Well, I would even chase parades. I would run from the beginning of the parade till the end of the parade. See how many beads I could get.
Uh huh.
And then, like I said, turned it into this little business, and I did it for the fun. I didn't do it for the money. Because I love parades. I love catching beads. I love chasing parades, we used to say. I had a couple of friends of ours, and we'd get behind a certain float, and we'd chase the parade the whole way, the whole route. And as I got older, I had a chance to ride on Orpheus a couple of times, and I prefer catching more than throwing. I really do.
All right, Frank, thank you so much. We're going to go to Troy. Troy, where exactly are you stuck in traffic?
I'm right at Chef right now, Bob. In fact, I'm going to get off Chef and try to go down to Elysian Fields to go around it. But I got on around the Nishu exit, and it's backed up all the way to Morrison. And so it's stop and go, you know. So
any idea what's going on?
I don't know what's going on. I don't. Like I said, I'm about to get off on the Chef, and people are getting off on Chef. They're getting off on Morrison, you can see people getting off and trying to go around it. But it's on the eastbound side, it's moving really good. But anyway, no. It's just,
well, eastbound is towards Slidell.
Right, going towards Slidell, it's moving freely. But
oh, good.
Heading into the street.
Oh,
yeah.
Because I have to leave for Slidell at 4 o'clock. So going toward the North Shore, everything is cool.
Yes, looks good. Uh-huh.
Well, Troy, now that you took the time to call in, you want to talk anything about Mardi Gras? Have any thoughts, any memories?
No, but yeah, I grew up in Slidell, and so we would ride over and visit an aunt and go out to Claiborne and do the parades. Now I've moved downtown,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm kind of anxious to experience Mardi Gras living downtown. So,
gotcha. We're going to go to Katie in Mississippi. Katie, it says on my screen here, you have a good story that might include me. What did I do?
Yeah. Well, wait. I'm embarrassed because I'm not sure it was you.
All right.
I had won tickets for two people to sit at the table with disc jockeys when Roy Orbison was at the Endymion Ball. Were you one of the ones?
Don't know. I know I was at that... I was at the ball. I saw Roy Orbison. I'm trying to remember. Did we have a good table?
Oh my goodness! That's why I really wanted to win those tickets because I love Roy Orbison.
So we had
and when I tell you I was feet away from him,
yeah.
him, not even yards.
So we had a great table
and got to see the whole thing.
Yeah, that was me.
It was amazing.
That was me. Absolutely. I remember you now.
You do?
Yes, we had a great table, and we had a great time. We were so close to Roy Orbison. It was unbelievable.
Yes, and, of course, that night there were other great acts. I don't know whether it was Dolly Parton and what's the other one? I was one she sings with all the time. I remember Dolly Parton. It was just, a fantastic ball.
It was.
Let me tell you this quick other memory. I wanted to see Crystal Gayle, and I don't know if you remember when she was riding in Endymion.
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
And we were standing on Canal Street, a whole bunch of us, with just a gang of us, and I wanted her to look at me, I wanted to see her, and I wanted her to throw me something. Well, I got to see her, and she threw me something, but that wasn't the best. You remember when Doc Severson was with Johnny Carson?
Sure, absolutely.
He was riding on one of those open wagons, and mm-hmm. they were playing music, and he was calling me to go get something from him. So I thought I'd run behind the thing and get something for him, and he pulled me up on the wagon.
Look out.
And my sister had to come and get me off because she didn't know where I was going. I didn't know where I was going.
He was
going
to run off with you. Thank you.
And then the other thing, Bob, real quick, I had tried to call the other day about the ladders. I had taken my 8-year-old son when Bob Hope was with Bacchus.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get some doubloons from him, and they had some ladders up. Well, when he threw the doubloons towards us, everybody submerged on everybody. The ladder went down. I don't know who caught the child, but my son got a big hickey on his head.
Oh.
So I never took him to another parade, big parade like that. I stayed on the West Bank and went there. I highly recommend to not take babies.
All right.
Those big parades.
Thank you, Katie. Ian, do you want me to take the break now or take the traffic report? Take the traffic report. All right. That would be Laura. What's going on the high rise?
Hey, we were coming from Mississippi and started backing up in the east, and it took us about 20 minutes to get from the east all the way over the bridge, and there's an accident in the right lane, and they're hurting everybody to the left lane.
Okay, now that's coming from the east to New Orleans, right?
Correct.
Okay, not.
And there's an accident going out also on the other lane.
Oh my goodness!
At the split at the 610 going toward Mississippi, that way it's all backed up.
Gotcha, Laura. Thank you. We appreciate the information. Okay.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we will come right back. Our phone number is 260-1870. We're just chilling out today, sharing Mardi Gras memories. All right, welcome back to the show. We're sitting here eating a king cake, talking about Mardi Gras, talking about this coming Mardi Gras, things you like about Mardi Gras, things you don't like about Mardi Gras, and just whatever you want to say about Mardi Gras, sharing early memories. It's been great hearing from people who can remember the first parade they went to. Let's go to Bridget. Oh, Bridget, hold on. Let's see. Can you put her on hold? I want to do the traffic report first. Bridget, I'll be with you in a second, Bridget. Let's go to Susan. Susan, where are you stuck in traffic right now?
Well, I was stuck coming from the West Bank at Belchase. It took me about an hour and 20 minutes to get across to Almanaster,
which
is where that accident was.
Mm-hmm.
And DOTD was just pulling up the cone as I passed it. But then, like a previous caller said, there was another accident on the westbound side.
Goodness gracious. You're going crazy out there.
It seems that way.
Let me tell you, nothing could have been more nuts than yesterday afternoon. I don't know if you were in any of that traffic, but
no.
It was gridlock all the way to the high rise, and got off the high rise and it cleared up a little bit. Then there was an accident on the twin span. My wife thought I was never going to get home.
Well, from about O'Keefe to the I-10, 610, I was doing about 5 miles an hour.
Goodness. Susan, I'll give you a chance since you were kind enough to give me that traffic report. Sure. You want to share a Mardi Gras memory with us?
Sure. Probably my most fondest would be I ride horses.
Mm-hmm.
So actually getting to ride a horse for the first time in a medley parade. It was pretty exciting.
No, I don't do well riding horses. I tried a couple of times, and how do I say this? My posterior was very sore when I got off. I kept bouncing around. How do you not do that?
You gotta practice and work up to it. Like an athlete, you gotta get in practice a couple of weeks before the parade.
Uh huh.
Get yourself and the horse in shape.
Well, I'd rather get in my car.
You could always put a pad on the saddle. That'll help, too.
There you go. Thank you, Susan. Appreciate you phoning in.
Thank you. Have a good autograph.
All right. Let me read a couple of text messages. Bridget, I'm sorry. I'll get to you right after the top of the hour, because if I came to you right now, it could only give you maybe a minute. Let's see. Here we are. I did want to – I had a great text message here that I lost. Where is it? Okay. I'll have to look for it during the news, and then we'll come back and talk about it. Anyway, this has been a good afternoon, and we're going to continue this in through the news, and I should say after the news. And if you want to give us a phone call, we'll get you set to go up right after the top of the hour. The number is 260-1870, making it very, very easy on you today. What do you like about Mardi Gras in the past that we don't have today? When it comes to the ladders and all that commotion with the city, should the city just back down and let you put the ladders wherever you want to? Coming back after the news, Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.